Hello, hello. I'm April Sawarsa Rivera.
And I'm Tang Lee.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
We're broadcasting live from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam peoples.
Welcome to an ode to pining. We're doing a one-time radio special for Fund Drive, which is CITR's yearly fundraising event. It's a fundraising event where we humbly ask members of our community to support the work that we do here. CITR is a space that feels like home to a lot of people. We're committed to helping amplify underrepresented voices and underreported stories.
If any of this speaks to you and you want to support local community radio, please consider donating this year.
You can learn more about FundDrive by visiting citr.ca/donate.
FundDrive's theme this year is campy Harlequin romance novels. You know, the kind of novels about a passionate love affair, the enemies to lovers trope, etc., etc.
We thought that it could be fun to do an episode all about crushes because this is a theme that we feel very strongly about.
So, Brill, have I ever talked to you about my concept of consensual pining?
You know, Tang, you've never told me about it.
Okay, well, what a surprise, because I feel like consensual pining is central to my identity as a hopeless romantic.
What is consensual pining?
Okay, I'll go ahead. Twist my arm. I think consensual pining is when you only show, like, your affection or love, like, very directly or explicitly, like, romantic love, not, like, platonic love, really explicitly when the other person shows interest or is capable of showing that interest back to you. And I think that that's more romantic than, I'll use the exact example. Do you know the, have you ever seen Little Women? Like the...
Oh, I've seen Little Women. Are we talking about the original version or the adaptation?
The one with Saoirse Ronan.
Yeah.
And so the scene where, like, Timothée Chalamet, his character was...
That scene where he's confessing his feelings to Saoirse Ronan's character, Joe.
Yeah. Okay, I want to hear your honest opinion on that before I say mine.
Yeah. In general, I really wish that Greta Gerwig's adaptation had... I wish that Joe had been gay.
Okay.
I just feel like for a modern retelling, it would have worked so much better if Timothée Chalamet had... Or his character had confessed his feelings and she had told him, listen, I want to love you like that, but I can't. And I also feel like if you're going to make an adaptation, why not? That's how I felt about Joe when I saw the original version and when I saw the modern adaptation.
Right. So my opinion on that scene, I did like this little project on it in my sociology class. That was like counter-consensual pining, if that makes sense. Because in that scene, he was like, I did all of this. These things were you, Joe, and that was fine because I love you, but like I did all of this and you still don't love me. And like in that moment, she obviously, like, you can see she's like, no, I don't want to hear this.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so I think that is anti-consensual pining. I don't like it.
Oh.
Because I think that when you do pine, like, of course it's like for you, but for it to like manifest into a relationship, I feel like you have to put the other person, like, you center the other person. Like, if you love them, then, you know what I mean?
Right. Do you feel like pining can be a solitary act, or do you feel like it's a communal act?
It depends.
Yeah.
For me, I feel like my experience in high school, pining after straight girls, that was like, that was more of a solitary act for me, I would say. But if you want it to be something, like, you want it to actually go into a relationship, I think it has to be, like, both have to play a part.
Right.
And it has to be mutual pining.
Right.
Which the consensual part comes in.
Interesting. 'Cause I find that fascinating because for me, I don't need the other person to pine back.
Mm.
I think something that you and I share is that we love crushing and we love that fluttery feeling in your chest, but we also love heartbreak. And I think it's just, for me, I don't know, I have two playlists on Spotify. One is called Achy Breaky Heart and one of them is called Crushy Crush, and they have a lot of similarities. I think they're both really emotive playlists about feelings that you have for someone else that might not be returned. And I don't know, I love heartbreak. I love the feeling of being tortured. I love feeling tortured. I love feeling like I'm connected to the full spectrum of human emotion.
Yeah, and I totally agree with you. To elaborate, I think it also, like, consensual pining, my theory on consensual pining, I don't think the other person has to, show any, doesn't necessarily have to show interest back. Like, you could be a really good friend for them and still do all of these things for them. And in your mind, that's romantic. And in their mind, it might not be, but you just have to be okay with that fact. And I think, like, in reflection about that scene in A Little Woman, that wasn't how it was. And I think that wasn't romantic in my book, but it could be romantic for other people. Yeah. I don't know.
We've created a collection of songs for you that will get you in the mood to yearn, to pine, to have a little crushy crush.
If you're trying to fall in love, we've created the perfect soundtrack for you. Hit it, bro.
This first one doesn't match the rest of the songs that we're going to play for you today. It came out in 2008 and probably was my sonic introduction to pining and to crushing. It is the kind of song that's going to be stuck in your head for days, just like the person that you're crushing on. And it's sung by David Archuleta. I don't know if it was a household name for you, Tang, but David Archuleta was a contestant on American Idol a few years back. And I remember hearing that he was a pretty devout Mormon. And then he had a faith crisis, came out as queer, and left the Church of Latter-day Saints.
Slay. That's all I have to say. Yeah. That's awesome. Good for him.
This is Crush by David Archuleta.
Away.
That was Crush by David Archuleta.
The next song that we're going to play is called Over in No Time by Baby Girl. This song is, I picked it, and we both love Baby Girl. Shout out.
They've
never missed in their life. Baby Girl Miss Challenge. And they're, just a shout out to them, they're a Toronto-based group. They have a really small discography, so you should go and check them out. And for me, the song almost perfectly encapsulates consensual pining. And there's one lyric I want to highlight, and I think it's my favorite lyric in the song. It's, I'm whispering your name like I'm taking a vow.
Oh, I remember telling you sent me this song, and then I played it the next day, and my text message to you was, I'm whispering your name like I'm taking a vow in all caps, because tell me that song isn't a quintessential pining line. That line isn't a quintessential declaration of pining.
Yeah, it's like that specific line, just how it's like written, because taking a vow is like a marriage thing. Yeah. Like it feels so sacred, and it feels like you're like talking about, but whispering, like the other person isn't listening.
Yeah, there's something for me that is a clear distinction between liking somebody and pining over them. I think pining is way more dramatic and movie-like and all-consuming. What do you think?
Yeah. I was thinking about this yesterday in preparation for this, and I think that pining is almost the most intense emotion that you can have prior to you experiencing, like, love or a love that is, like, mutually both parties or mutually, like, love each other. I don't know how else to phrase it. But yeah, and I only just realized like a couple of days ago I was listening to this because we have this playlist together, which we'll promote later, that Over in No Time has two meanings in the song. I don't know if you've listened.
Oh, okay. Give me the analysis. I don't know what the two meanings are.
Okay, well, you'll have to listen like the rest of the listeners. But just a heads up, it's in the chorus of the song and at the very end of the song. What's your favorite crush related feeling, do you think?
Ooh, yeah, I think I like that you say which feeling is your favorite, because I think crushing has so many associated with it. I think there's the agony, there's the joy. I think my favorite part about crushing is it's just the happiest distraction. You can be sitting in class and then you think about your crush and you feel all warm inside. So I think that would be my favorite. Just like just being distracted and letting your mind be idle. It's kind of the best when there's someone that you're thinking about.
Yeah. I think my favorite thing about crushing is it could be the tiniest moment. It could be like you're sitting next to each other and like accidentally your leg touches. You're like,
and suddenly there's electricity in that moment, or you're at home folding laundry and then you get a text from them.
Yeah. I used to like collapse on the bed out of like sheer, because you like almost physically cannot handle it a lot of the times, I feel like.
Yeah. No, crushing is one of those. Crushing is devastating. I don't mean it. I don't mean devastating in a heartbroken way, but I mean devastating as in you will not be able to do your work the same. You won't be able to have conversations in the same way while you're in that heart fluttery state of mind.
Okay, with that in mind, let's listen to Over in No Time by Baby Girl.
It's falling by the wayside when you're around. That was Over in No Time by Baby Girl. What I love about that song, Tang, is how it touches upon the sensory part of crushing, how it takes over your entire body and how your heart is pounding and racing.
I love that.
Yeah. This next song that we're going to play for you comes from Alice Phoebe Liu, who is a South African singer-songwriter. According to Genius, and Tang, you know how I love to lurk on Genius.
We do love to lurk. Yeah, that's
also
true.
We love to lurk. Alice developed her eclectic folk sound busking on the streets of Berlin, which I think is so cool. And the reason that I chose this next offering is because the ache in this song is palpable. It's the kind of song that I will be playing on repeat the next time I have a crush. I feel like it perfectly encapsulates that feeling of how when you have a crush, even when you're idle, you're not. And my favorite line is when she says, "I can't help thinking about all of the perks of loving you, even if I have to hold this love alone until it passes through." And yeah, I mean, I can see you right now in the face you're making.
I'm doing like puppy dog.
Yeah, puppy dog eyes. There's the loneliness of a crush. Sometimes you have to hold that love and hold that feeling on your own because the other person doesn't return it.
Yeah, you know what that sounds like? Consensual pining theory.
And with that, here is Lovesick by Alice Phoebe Liu.
Just works so right.
Welcome back.
That was such a good segue, Tang.
Thank you. It's a reference to Melon and Finn on TikTok, the cats, if anyone is listening and they know. It's a very niche community.
We want to give, but we wanted to give a little shout out to one of our listeners, Abby, who's tuning in from Strathcona today. We're sending you some big hugs, Abby.
Yeah, love you, Abby. So our next song is Falling For You by the 1975, and we actually connected over the 1975, me and Brill. I've been a big 1975 fan since I was in grade 7, and this song, Falling For You, has always been one of my favorites. My Pining playlist, it has like 100-something songs on my Spotify. Shameless self-promo.
Oh, I think you're allowed to do that.
Is titled after this song. And I have this like memory burnt in my head from high school. Me and a couple of my friends were in the prom committee. So we were making decorations, we were planning music, things like that. And so we stay after school. And this one time, my friend just like turned off the lights, and she turned the song on at full volume, and we just sat in darkness and listened to the song. And when the lights came back on, we were like crying.
This is one of those songs that would do it for you.
Yeah, because it was close to prom as well. So like, of course, like there were promposals going on. Like some of us like want to be with someone, but we can't. And so I feel like this is that perfect song.
Did you ask somebody out to prom, Tang?
Not that year.
Okay.
The next year I did.
Yeah.
But I feel like one thing that I really like about this song and a lot of other 1975 songs is that it sounds like a narrative. It sounds like a story. And so in relation to that, I think in the song, there's this line, I take it one day at a time. Aww. I think it's so romantic. Just taking it day by day. You don't know what's happening next, but as long as you have them.
Yeah, everything's going to be okay.
Yeah. So we did see the 1975 in Seattle, April.
Highlight of my lifetime.
Yeah, for real.
Did not get a kissy kiss from Maddie Healy, but whatever, I guess.
Yeah, whatever. It did go viral. It's fine. How do you feel about seeing the song live in Seattle?
I think this song, for me, I don't have a core memory like the one that you have of prom and high school associated with it. This was very much a song that I listened to as a solitary act. And I didn't... Live music always does it for me. Live music is this sacred experience to me. And I remember the band performing it and being in this crowd of people, feeling like I was swimming in that crowd, and everyone was swaying to the song and everyone knew all the words. Mm-hmm. And it was so special for me to get to experience that communally. And a little shout out to a couple of the 1975 fans who are listening in right now, Kate and Ryan.
Ooh. Yeah, for me, it felt like a full circle moment, because I feel like when I was listening to it in high school, I was like in agony over a crush. And now like I'm in a relationship. It's like I'm happy where I am now. And like the line, I don't want to be your friend, I want to kiss
your neck.
Yeah, everyone's yelling that. I just
love
that.
Yeah, me too.
Energy.
I was part of those. I was. And the thing about concerts is you can't even hear yourself. So it doesn't matter if you're shrill. It doesn't matter if you're off key. Everyone in this moment in unison. That line.
Yeah, I love that line.
Yeah.
So with that, here's Falling For You by the 1975.
Hope you have a main character moment listening to it.
I'm so excited for the night. this life.
Come out and say it. I've been meaning to tell you this. I know that we've only been hanging out for some time, but you make my world so much brighter, and I have a really big crush on you, and I think I might be in love with you.
Hey, sorry, the call keeps cutting out. Can you say that one more time?
Never mind. I'll see you in class tomorrow.
Make sure no voices get left unheard while they are talking about something they love. CITR is a place where people in the community can come together to talk about things they're passionate about. This year, CITR is raising money for a radio transmitter, which CITR cannot survive without because it literally transmits the radio. No pun intended. Help us make sure voices are being heard on the air by donating to CITR from February 2nd to 10th during the week of Fun Drive, and in return, you will receive a cool prize and will also help community radio survive and thrive.
For this next song, we are going to talk a little bit about crushes and time of the day. Tang, do you associate having a crush with morning, afternoon, nighttime?
I think for me, I don't really associate them with time of day as much as seasons, and specifically four seasons, I think, like autumn. But I suppose if I was to pick a time of the day, I think more like sunrise, sunset, or like really late at night, like 1, 2
a.m. Romantic. Mm-hmm. Those are romantic times of the day. When I think about crushes, I think about twilight. I think about laying in your bed late at night and just wanting to reach into your heart and, I don't know, feeling like your heart's exploding in your chest, but also it's agonizing. Like, I would love to stop thinking about this person, mm-hmm. and I can't.
Is this alone?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely alone.
Okay. So not with them.
No.
So you're in pain.
Yeah, pain.
Okay.
Pain when you're not with them. Pain waiting to be, just to be in their company again.
Aww.
Yeah. For this next song, we actually have the opportunity to call in the artist. This song, Nap Time by Ari Rivera, talks about a relationship long gone, but the artist is reminiscing about falling asleep in the afternoon with his partner. And I guess it's borderline not crush territory because he's no longer crushing, he's reminiscing. But I feel like a lot of the same feelings in my mind are correlated with crushing and with reminiscing. And the next artist is actually my brother, and we thought that we would call him in and ask him about what this song means to him. So let's get him on a call.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, Ari.
Can you hear us all right?
Hello.
I'm going to switch to data. Let's see if that works. Hello. Can you hear us?
Hello.
Interesting.
Hello.
Ari, can you hear us?
Yes.
But we can't hear you. Interesting.
Hello.
Ari, can you hear us right now? Okay, well, let's just give it another go. This is live radio, baby.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear us?
Check, check, check.
It doesn't sound like he can hear us. Oh, I think Hello? I got it. Let's see. Can you hear us, Ari? Hello. Well,
that's showbiz, baby.
That's showbiz. Let's try this.
Hello?
Ari, can you hear us?
I can hear you.
Okay, perfect. I don't know if our listeners can hear us right now, but hopefully they can. I'm waiting on a message from a friend. Anyone, tell us, can you hear Ari Rivera on the other line?
Hello. It's me, Ari Rivera, live from El Segundo, California.
Okay, wonderful. Well, Ari, the listeners can hear you, so
beautiful.
I'm gonna put you a little closer.
Hello, 3 million people.
I don't know if there are 3 million people at the moment.
you guys have a huge fan base. It's 3 million people, maybe more. You know, but I'm being a little conservative.
Okay, well, you could speak a little louder, Ari. It wouldn't hurt. We wanted to ask you a little bit about your song "Nap Time" and how it relates to crushing, and what that song made you think of when you were writing it, and what it makes you think of now when you listen back to it.
Yeah, I mean, the song was just about good memories and being in a relationship and looking back on memories in a relationship, and definitely moments at the start of a any period of time where you just look back really fondly on exciting new energy, and I think that energy becomes even more beautiful after it's gone. I think that's sort of how it relates to crushing, is you have this big fire, you know, that is a crazy thing, and it feels so good, and it keeps you warm. And then afterwards, like, you're sitting in the cold and you're like, oh, that was a really nice fire.
Yeah. Oh, that's such a good metaphor for crushing. Mm. Are there any lines in the song that are your favorite?
Yeah, we've had conversations about this before, you and me and some of my friends, about, there's a line about leaving flowers out to dry, and just about thinking about that phrase and how when somebody gives you flowers, they've already been cut and they're already going to die. The line is, when you hung the flowers up to dry, I guess you'd rather see them die than rot, is the line. And it's sort of like, they're going to die anyways, and so, do you let them rot? Do you leave them in water and let them rot and get moldy? Or do you leave them to dry and preserve some of that beauty, maybe? And so, yeah, that's a line that I think resonates a lot with that sort of thing. It's like, how do you manage this relationship, you know?
Yeah. Anything you want our listeners to think about while they're listening?
No, thank you for listening. Thank you for playing the song. And I hope everybody has a good Saturday.
All right. Talk to you later, Ari.
All right. Peace out, guys.
Bye.
Okay, so this next song is Nap Time by Ari Rivera.
Woke up, sun shining through, we fell asleep in the afternoon, and I swear, wrapped around you, I could be fine for an hour or two. Stop by, and we were so scared. They let us go, but I still see them there. Up to dry. I guess you'd rather see them die than rot. And maybe I would too.
Hello, hello, welcome back. That was Nap Time by Ari Rivera. And next, we're going to have Backs by Claro!
The grand finale to today's show!
Big Claro fan, both of her music, her personality, and her looks. My celebrity crush, Claro. And Immunity, the album in which the song is in, is one of my favorite albums, definitely a no skip for me. And fun fact, the Immunity tour in Vancouver was my second concert in Vancouver and second concert with a Brill. And Bags for me is another perfect example of consensual pining. And, you know, if I had the song in high school, I don't know what I would have done. This was too me. It was like, it's speaking a little too loud. You know what I mean?
Oh, I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah.
What's your favorite line of the song, Tang?
My favorite line of the song is in the chorus. So good thing it happens like four times in the song. Can you see me? I'm waiting for the right time. I can't read you, but if you want the pleasures all
it's
mine.
It's that last part. If you want the pleasures all mine.
That's what I'm saying. Again, consensual pining theory. It hits harder when it's like for someone else and you're asking for almost for permission to like crush in a way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Abril, will you ever confess your crush?
Have I confessed my crushes in the past? Yes. Do I like confessing my crushes? No. I actually avoid it at all costs. Yeah.
Me too.
Well, that makes two of us.
Yeah. So with that, listen
to my favorite lyric in the song and know that it's me representation. There's nothing you can do better. Like, that's like almost speaking to me if you've never spoken to me.
This is you in a song.
Yeah, this is me in the song. So here's Bags by Clairo.
That was Bags by Clairo. Unfortunately, we're coming to the end of our show today.
Thanks for tuning in to our very special 2023 Fun Drive episode and for indulging in these romance-filled songs with us.
Do not forget to donate if you are willing and able. Know that your contributions go towards keeping independent local community radio alive.
If you're interested, the link is citr.ca/donate.
Sending you love. Until next time. Ciao, ciao.
Hello.
Hey, I'm just gonna...
Hey there, this is Aaron from the Flower Power Hour. This week is Fun Drive here at CITR, the one time each year where we ask for your support to help us keep local, independent, and alternative voices on the air. For me, CITR is the place for underground arts in Vancouver. When I came to UBC a few years back, I couldn't have asked to be accepted and welcomed into a community like CITR has done for me. The difference between CITR and other arts organizations is the emphasis on remaining independent and local. If you're an underrepresented voice in Vancouver, you have a home at CITR. If you are in a position to contribute, please visit citr.ca/donate to donate and help us remain the most reliable station to discover new local music. Thank you.